This August, 160,000 Atlantic salmon escaped from a fish farm in Puget Sound. That event has renewed calls for regulating fish farms more intensely or for taking the farms out of the sound entirely. In the first part of a series, Eilish O'Neill visits a fish farm in Puget Sound to learn more about how Washington oversees these aquaculture operations and how that might change in the future.
The Hope Island Fish Farm floats in the middle of Puget Sound, about a 15-minute boat ride from Whidbey Island's Deception Pass. Narrow metal walkways surround giant nets anchored to the bottom of the sound. Those nets hold thousands of Atlantic salmon, though it's difficult to see them till they jump.
It's very dark down there.
Tom Glaspie is the site manager.
Swim right through them, you won't see a single fish.
As he talks, rotating metal tubes spray fish food out over the water. Atlantic salmon have been farmed in the Sound for more than 30 years. That's in part because Atlantic salmon are domesticated. They grow faster than Pacific salmon and don't get into fights in the pens. It's like the difference between raising cattle and raising bison. And there are environmental reasons as well. When Atlantic salmon escape, they can't breed with native salmon. But if Pacific salmon were to be domesticated and to escape, they could breed with wild fish and dilute their genetic stock. But a lot of people are pretty concerned about other potential effects of fish farms beyond the big escapes.
Even more of a concern is the day-in, day-out impact of these things.
Washington State Senator Kevin Ranker opposes farming Atlantic salmon in Puget Sound. He and other fish farm opponents are making the most of the current outrage about escaped Atlantic salmon to try to draw attention to the stuff they've been complaining about for years.
These net pens are allowed to pass feces through the net pen. They're allowed to pass food pellets, which could have antibiotics in them, through the net pen. They have disease on some of these fish. And because the net pen is floating in our ecosystem, there will be impacts to the ecosystem.
Ranker says Washington needs to revamp its oversight of fish farms. Here's how it currently works. Cook Aquaculture and other companies with fish farms lease the water where the fish farms are located from the Washington Department of Natural Resources, or DNR.
It's like a landlord-tenant relationship.
Corey Simmons is a DNR spokesperson.
Should you violate the law in your apartment and the police become involved, the landlord has the right to evict you.
The laws companies have to follow have to do with things like water quality and diseases. Agencies give companies permits, and then DNR inspects to make sure the companies are following the rules. Up till now, there weren't many inspections. Back at the Hope Island Fish Farm, Glaspie tells me this is Cook Aquaculture's newest facility in the Sound. It was built about 6 years ago. Glaspie's been the site manager that whole time.
I've never, had a full inspection that I can remember of.
Since the fish escape, DNR has stepped up enforcement and plans to visit all 8 of the fish farms in Puget Sound by late January 2018. But those inspections don't go nearly far enough for Senator Ranker. He wants to outlaw farming Atlantic salmon in Washington altogether. His goal is to pass legislation that wouldn't renew any fish farm leases. He says in the meantime, his bill would require updating those regulations.
Based on the best available science that we have right now.
If Ranker gets what he wants, his bill would become law by June, new regulations would be in place next fall, and by 2025, there would be no Atlantic salmon farms left in Puget Sound. Cook Aquaculture spokesperson Nell Hall says if people in the Pacific Northwest can't buy locally farmed Atlantic salmon, they'll probably just import more farmed salmon from places like Chile and Thailand with far less stringent environmental regulations.
Would you rather have fish that are raised locally by your own people under your regulations and oversight?
Many of those who advocate for taking fish farms out of the Sound say it would be a good idea to put them on land. That way, the people of Washington could eat Atlantic salmon raised locally, but in tanks. I'm Alicia O'Neill reporting.
You can hear about raising Atlantic salmon on land in part 2 of Eilish O'Neill's series tomorrow on Morning Edition from Northwest Public Radio.